teens on the North Shore, the South Shore temperatures in the mid-20s. Clouds tomorrow to partly cloudy at times. The afternoon highs warm up to the upper 30s for a very cold day yet. And then gradually we're warming up through the holiday weekend. The rest of it on Christmas Day. We'll start at Christmas Eve night tomorrow night with lows dropping off into the upper 20s. On the North Shore, those temperatures teens and 20s. Christmas Day sunshine, lighter breezes. The high temperatures right about the lower 40s. And then on Sunday night, it's a cold night headed into early next week where the warm-up starts up 30, South Shore 20s, North Shore. Monday afternoon sunshine with lower 50s. Sunshine Tuesday with a high of lower 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Okay, Phil, get started.
All right. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Our Father, which art in heaven, holy, holy, holy is your name. Thy kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all the evil servants of Satan. Wake up, America, amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. That's right. That's the Republic. And one more time. That's the Republic. One more time. The Republic for which it stands, one nation under Lord Jesus Christ, with liberty and justice and happiness for each and every one of us. So wake up, America. Amen.
Amen. Good evening, my fellow deplorable dregs of society, a.k.a. God-loving Christian patriot Americans. Welcome to this week's edition of Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Radio Show. This is John Swisher, a.k.a. the Flaming Conservative, butter to my close friends and family. And I'm going to start with my monologue before I get started. First of all, call into the radio show, 504-556-9696. Want to hear from you. Okay, my monologue. Christmas these days has become over-commercialized. Everyone wants the latest and greatest fashions and electronic gadgets, along with families outspending each other, keeping up with the Joneses. Christmas is not about receiving presents under the tree. The real meaning of Christmas is the birth of our Almighty Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gave us the ultimate present when he died for all of us on the cross. Christmas is also about spending time with your family and friends, too. For me, it will be hard as my mom passed away the day after Christmas last year, and Christmas Eve will be the 10th anniversary of my baby sister Shannon's passing, which the pain will never go away, but my family will still celebrate Christmas because it's what my parents and Shannon would have wanted. Speaking of Shannon, she raised 7 beautiful children and are all doing well. If you're going through the same pain as I am, remember the good times and celebrate Christmas with your surviving family members, because life is too short to squabble. God loves us all, and we should at least show love for each other. One of my favorite gifts is watching kids open their presents under the tree with smiles on their faces. To me, that's worth way more than all the gold in the world, and it's beyond priceless. Also, if you can volunteer at a homeless shelter and or a veterans home and help serve Christmas dinner to the homeless, and especially veterans, do that. Let's put Christ back in Christmas. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, my fellow Christian American patriots. Happy birthday, Jesus Christ. Amen. What'd you say, Phil? Amen?
Hey, yeah, amen to that. Hey, listen up, brothers and sisters. Jesus said at the Last Supper before he got arrested, when the then department of Judas stabbed him in the back, he said, I give thee one more commandment. I command that the 11th commandment, I command that you love one another. That's right. Love one another. Love your job. Love your community. Love the police around you. Love your family. You know, love your friends. Do what you can to just love, love, love all the time. Every single breath you take, love people with it as long as we're still here. Amen.
Amen. Now, before I get started on my topic, I got one little short rant. If President Donald Trump can get indicted, then Barack Obama should be under the jail along with his puppet, Joe Biden. Okay, we're going to talk about tonight. Let me get to my notes. This is from CNN, the omnibus bill. That piece of pork that just passed. You heard about that, Phil? The omnibus?
Yes. Yes, they're robbing us. They're raping us financially. They're taking our money, and they're going to build all kinds of unnecessary stuff. They're going to stick a lot of it in their pockets. And they gave over $100 billion to the Ukraine. They could have built a state-of-the-art wall between us and Canada and Mexico with that $100 billion.
They're not going to do it because
camera guards everything.
That's a form of money laundering. So they're going to give Ukraine money, and they're going to give it back to the big guy. It's Joe Biden. Let me read this is from CNN.
They're going to give Ukraine money, and they're going to give it.
Me in repeats. Okay. All right. This is from CNN, quote, the House passed a $1.7 trillion year-long federal government spending bill on Friday, paving the way to be signed into law by President Joe Biden. Oh, my God. Congress also approved a one-week extension of the federal funding deadline to give enough time for the bill to be formally processed and then sent to Biden. The Senate passed the spending bill on Thursday. This legislation includes $772.5 billion for non-defense discretionary programs and $858 billion in defense funding, according to the bill summary from Democrat Senator Patrick Leahy, chair of the Senate Committee on Appropriations. That would represent an increase in spending in both areas for fiscal year 2023. The sweeping package includes roughly $45 billion in emergency assistance to Ukraine and NATO allies, an overhaul of the electoral vote counting law, protections for pregnant workers, an enhancement to retirement savings rules, and a TikTok ban on federal devices. Well, don't they have protection for pregnant workers already?
Yes, they do.
And an overhaul of the electoral vote counting law. What that sounds like to me is they're trying to federalize elections. They want to steal more votes. We need to get rid of Dominion voting machines, go back to handwritten ballots. I don't care if they start crying, that means we got more work we got to do with hand count ballots. I don't care.
Handwritten paper ballots is the way to go. Handwritten paper ballots is the way to go. That way you can stop all the fraud. It's got to stop. And another piece of fraud is, I want you to check this out. I was watching Newsmax the other day. Did you know a family of four coming over here from Mexico is going to get $94,000 a year in goods, services, money, and food stamps? I don't make that much money. I don't make half that much. I don't make a third of that money. I don't make a fourth of that money. And I work for a living over here. I'm a citizen here. I live here.
You're a Vietnam veteran too, Phil.
Yeah. They're going to give $94,000 a year to illegal aliens? They paid them to come here. They're going to buy up our land and resources. I also heard that people along the border in El Paso, in towns all over between us and Mexico, they're fleeing their houses and their property and their businesses. They're showing on TV. They're running away. They're running north away from the mob.
We have to go to a break, Phil. You'll listen to Holy Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO 504-556-9696. Be right back. See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day. Brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary word is
rabbit wings. We won't insult your intelligence by noting that rabbits don't have wings. However, the number of similarities rabbit has to chicken inspires more than a few kitchen jokers to call the front legs wings. Like chicken wings, they're not loaded with meat, but the upper parts are very tender and light. Most recipes call for frying them, but if you stew a rabbit, the results are always good, including the way the wings come out.
Join us for the food show right here on WGSO every weekday 2 to 4. And call us, will you? We'd love to talk food with you.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Welcome back, Holy Patriotic Jambalaya Radio Show with the Flaming Conservative, 504-556-9696. Great song, Freddie. Okay, we're going to go to Matthew from Metairie, the husband of June from Jefferson. Good evening, Matthew.
Good evening, John and Phil. So, Phil, I have to ask you, where did you get that source about the $94,000 a year?
I saw it on TV. They're going to come over here, a family of four, the average family of four, that applies for welfare and food stamps over here in the United States of America. The average is $94,000. It was on Newsmax. And I'll tell you what, $94,000 worth of food stamps, money, goods, and services? I mean, what's going on here? They got to take our money to that. We are citizens of this country. We make the tax dollars. We're the tax generators. They're raping us financially, you know, literally almost constantly. And it's, I had 2 days in a row of constant horror vision and nightmare when they showed the Congress and the Senate voting for all these different things. They showed Zelensky on, and he's a thug, murdering terrorist, that guy. That's exactly what he is. They were all kind of like,
speaking of Zelensky, why did we entertain this clown? He's an enemy to the United States of America.
He's a terrorist. He's a terrorist. He's a well-paid terrorist.
Okay. Well, as far as that goes, that's because, both the Republicans and the Democrats have to repay their campaign contributors. And that's the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, the people that had John Kennedy assassinated, them guys.
It's starting to look like that is not just a conspiracy theory. That's starting to look like a fact. I mean, I'm just like, okay, pass me the crow pie. I need to eat some crow. Because for years I thought that, no way. But apparently, I could have been very wrong. And I'm going to be the first one to admit when I'm wrong. So the question is, what do we do about it? Cat Turd has just about given up on the Republican Party. He's going to switch to independent. I think that's probably a mistake, but I can't swear by it because that's exactly what they want us to do. They don't want us showing up and voting. That means that they have to work at cheating. What they want us to do is just stay home. And the Republicans will be, the ones that are remaining, the Rhino class, will be happy to be up there and split the winnings and, share a ever-increasing pie of printed money instead of an economy that grows naturally and continue to work us over and turn us into serfs, which is what's happening.
They're going to try to let the illegal aliens vote. They're doing it now. They're going to try to register all the illegal aliens that's coming over here, including terrorists from other places. They're trying to register them to vote. And in many cases, they're succeeding. They're trying to cancel our vote, just like they did in New Orleans with LaToya the Destroyer. All those extra votes canceled legal votes. We're going to have to stop this one way. It's got to be exposed.
They don't even have to show up at the polling place. As long as they have a registered voter, they can get a ballot produced for that voter. You talk about going to paper ballot. As long as they own the printing presses, they can print all the paper ballots they need to steal.
Voter fraud is a form of abortion, aborting America.
Well, yeah, but that's because they don't believe in America. Remember, they believe in "We are the world." Get in the pod and eat the bugs. We are. All the other happy, slappy crap, which, nobody in the world wants. The WEF, the Great Reset, all that stuff. But then it gets back to the same question. What do we do about it?
They need to go to jail. The police, the state police and the police and the military need to get together along with the good Congress and senators and have these people arrested. They need to go to jail. They're guilty of germ warfare, biological warfare, propaganda warfare, sedition, treason against the United States of America, malfeasance in office, stealing money left and right and giving it to enemies, terrorists like Zelensky.
The thing is, though, you're talking about things that should happen. I'm talking about things that are more likely to happen, is that the military is more likely to show up and arrest us. Have you seen the behavior of the FBI lately?
Yeah, they're the Fascist Bureau of Invaders, almost definitely. They're one of the alphabet organizations. We need to defund the FBI, the CIA, and the IRS, Nazi, and the DOJ, Department of Justice. We need to give raises to our local and state police. And, I'm so happy they stopped the vaccine mandate, the murder assassination vaccination to our troops. You know, that might be part of the reason why some of them just going crazy. The ones that survive, they're going nuts. They're all nymphomaniacs and necrophiliacs. That's right. Sex with the dead and sex with the opposite sex and sex with the same sex. They're a bunch of sex perverts. They need to go to jail like nasty Nazi Pelosi, nymphomaniac Pelosi. That's a lot to say, but it's all true. It's all true. They're all rapists. They're raping us financially. They're aborting us. They're murdering our babies. Even after they're born, they sit them on a table and let them suffer until they die with a blanket on top of them. I've seen these things. I was in front of abortion clinics 10,000 times.
But then the question is, again, Bill, what do we do about it?
We need to get our good police officers, our good state police, and our good congressmen and senators to band together and put these people in jail somehow. Fight them tooth and nail all the way through. Fight them tooth and nail every legal way you possibly can. I'm saying to peacefully and profitably, okay. You know, we'll take America back.
I have a better plan, one that has a better chance of actually succeeding and not just getting this turned into a pile of steaming entrails. The first thing we need to do is clean the voter rolls off.
Exactly.
We've been trying to do that. That's why we went out canvassing.
Kyle Ardoin, but Kyle Ardoin is not in charge of the voter rolls.
Yes,
it's
he is.
The parish clerk of court.
Yes. Agreed.
And they have to, if they're presented with evidence that, you know, Fred Smith, in fact, does not live at that McDonald's that he's registered at, they have to, in fact, remove him from the voter rolls. They cannot defy that. Now, I don't know what we do if the clerk chooses to defy that. Well, that's a bridge that we're going to have to cross when we get to it. But nonetheless, we need to clean the voter rolls off. And it has to be somebody with a connection to that parish. A bunch of us boiling up into Ascension Parish and doing a canvas and finding all these fake.
Okay,
voters.
I got some more information. Information on that from Fox News. House quickly approves $1.7 trillion spending bill, flees D.C. for Christmas break. Spending bill keeps government funded until end of September 23. Okay, I'm going to tell you who voted on it. That 9 Republicans voted for the bill, along with every Democrat.
Kinzinger?
Yes, I'm going to let you know, except for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and another Democrat. Okay, we got five. Okay, we got less than a minute to go. We have another break. Matthew, thank you for your call. I got more coming in. We're going to a break. Merry Christmas. And
Merry Christmas, everybody. Ciao.
Okay, talk to you next
week. If you need to talk to anybody, Phil, you can give me a call. Ciao.
Okay.
I got your number. I'll call you back.
You listen to Holy Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO 504-556-9696. Stay tuned for news on Louisiana Radio Network.
I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Barron Supermarket, located at 1951 West Main Street in Lutcher, for the very best smoked sausage in the world. Barron Supermarket smokes their own sausage in their own state-of-the-art smokehouse in the rear of the store. Barron Supermarket also offers the best cuts in meat, like USDA Top Choice ribeye steaks, cut to your liking and thickness. Barron Supermarket also has the best fresh sausage, along with the finest in pork chops, too. That's Veyron Supermarket, the ribeye and smoked sausage people. Call 225-869-3731. Veyron Supermarket, River Parish flavor since 1912.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. We're experiencing a very cold day today, but will it be any warmer on Christmas Day? Brooke Thornton has more from state climatologist Barry Keim.
Expect a very frigid Christmas Day, but with a very, very modest warm-up of a few degrees.
Instead of seeing the mercury in the teens in North Louisiana, temps will be in the lower 20s and upper 20s in South Louisiana, with highs reaching into the 40s. It will stay cold for Monday and Tuesday, but things change on Wednesday.
We're actually going to see high temperatures around 70 degrees. So if you can just hang on till Wednesday, you'll be fine.
I'm Brooke Thorington.
Sure, we talk about keeping the pets safe in such cold, but what about livestock? Ag Commissioner Mike Strain, a large animal vet, says if you have horses, get them into the barn.
For your horses, of course, heat lamp high up, but not low. High up where, you know, check it out. Put your hand up there. Make sure it doesn't get too hot.
And make sure they have plenty of food and water. This is news from LRN.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-810-8655. 800-810-8655. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-810-8655. 800-810-8655. 800-810-8655. 8655.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit getagameplan.org. Brought to you by the Louisiana Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Nones area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Benz Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Benz Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Welcome back, Holy and Patriotic Jim Elliott Radio Show. This is the Flaming Conservative, 504-556-9696. Okay, back to what I was talking about earlier. The 9 GOP votes, the Republican votes, or the Rhino votes supporting the bill includes those of Never Trump Republicans, Liz Cheney of Wyoming, and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. Also voting in favor were retiring reps John Katko and Chris Jacobs of New York, Rodney Davis of Illinois, Fred Upton of Michigan, and Jamie Herrera Butler of Washington. GOP reps Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania and Steve Womack of Arkansas were the only two lawmakers in favor that were reelected. Okay, folks, in all these states, you're listening. You need to call their offices up, flood their emails, flood their phone lines, tell them take their votes back. It's time for you, time for y'all to let these pigs know. I mean, these politicians know they work for us. We don't work for them. You don't like what's going on? We're gonna vote somebody else in. Don't let their scare tactics scare you. This is another reason why I call for term limits in Congress and Senate. They serve two terms, go home. You can't jump from Congress, the House, to the Senate. Wouldn't you agree with that, Phil?
Yes, I can. And John, you're doing God's work right now. The Bible says to have no fellowship with the unfruitful workers of darkness and Satan, but rather oppose them and expose them. And that's exactly what you're doing. Blow that whistle, brothers and sisters. We need more people like Jeff Landry, Kerry Lake, and Ron DeSantis, and Donald Trump back in office.
Billy Nungesser.
We can still take our country back.
Billy Nungesser.
Yeah, Billy Nungesser. Yeah, I like Billy Nungesser too. But I think Jeff Landry is more pro-life than Billy Nungesser.
No.
And I'm pro-life all the way to the death. That's right, because I don't want to never see no babies murdered again on TV or these films or anything else. Amen.
Okay. I'm looking at the Fox News article. I got away from CNN because of a bunch of fibs and lies. It's got a picture of Nancy Pelosi and her boyfriend, Chucky Schumer. Nancy's quoting, "We have a big bill here because we have big needs for our country," says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, D. California. House lawmakers rushed the bill out the door as harsh winter weather threatened to delay their flights back home. After discussing the rule that sets the term on debate on the bill for a full hour, House members gave just a cursory, shortened debate on the bill itself before voting began. Okay. My question is, why are they providing funding for Ukraine and all these our foreign adversaries? They sent Zelensky billions of dollars, but we got homeless veterans in America that are eating out of the dumpsters, scrounging for food out of a dumpster. And that's a damn shame.
They're not patriots, they're hatriots. They're not patriots, they're hatriots. They're the exact opposite of a patriot, a hatriot.
I'm going to investigate this some more. I'm not letting them get away with this. We Louisiana people, we need to call a congressman. John Kennedy, Bill Cassidy Obama, I gave him the letter because he is a Democrat in disguise. We got to call Steve Scalise, Troy Carter, all you congressmen in this state, tell them how your opinion. Tell them you vote on this bill, you vote for it, we vote you out of office. Don't be nice to them. They work for us. It's about time they start listening to their employers. I'm sorry, it burns me up. Why can't we take care of our veterans in this country? We got to send billions of dollars to a terrorist. I'm sorry. Zelensky is a terrorist. He's a piece of human excrement.
Exactly. He's a terrorist. He's the highest paid terrorist in the whole world, except for maybe Dr. Fauci. You know, the guy that pushed the assassination vaccination shots on everybody around us, including one of my wives and including one of my workers. These people are terrorists. They're committing biological germ warfare and propaganda warfare against the people of America. They need to be arrested and put in jail.
That's right. We got a call coming in. Our WGSO colleague, Clay Spiked Hair Cangelosi. Clay, you there?
Hey, I'm here, brother. How you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to all the listeners. And,
you too, buddy.
And everybody. And yeah, here's the key thing. You know, I want to touch on Billy versus Jeff Landry. We got to be careful with Jeff Landry. Jeff Landry's a snake in the grass. Billy is pro-life, very pro-life.
Billy's going to promote the state. Billy is the Ron DeSantis of Louisiana.
Exactly. And so we got to be careful saying Jeff Landry is more pro-life than Billy, because that's not 100% accurate in that stance. But with that being said, I mean, Jeff Landry made a great attorney general. I think he needs to stay where he's at as attorney
totally
general.
Totally agree. You know, John Schroeder needs to stay in as treasurer.
And you know, Billy would make a great governor. Now, after Billy's termed out, if Jeff wants to decide to run, then yes. But, you know, the problem is the Rhinos don't want Billy to run because they know what Billy's going to do and how good Billy's a Trumper, you know. Now, I know Trump is endorsing Jeff Landry.
Trump Jr. did.
Yeah. Well, the Trump family is endorsing him. And he's being endorsed by the Trump family, by Jeff Landry. But needless to say, that can always change. And all the polls show Billy winning against Jeff. If it was a head-on-head, Billy and Jeff, Billy would win it outright. Billy is very well-liked amongst all races. Billy is very well-liked amongst both parties.
He knows how to bring people together.
Exactly. And it's not about just, you know, sometimes we got to give a little bit. You know, it's not always, we can't be like the Democrats, it's my way or the highway. Sometimes you got to give a little bit to get what you want. And we may not agree with it, but we have to give to get. And no, I would never sell my principles out. I'll always stand strong on my principles. But there are things in part in life that's one thing Billy would do, is he would give to get. He would stand strong on his principles. He would never sell out his constitutional rights. But at the end of the day, when push comes to shove, Billy would do what's best for the state. And sometimes if we need to get things through, now, we're a pretty much solid Republican state. So it's not like working with the Democrats where you got to sell out in principles. Billy would make this state a like Florida.
That's right. I talked to Billy. Billy wants to do away with have a constitutional convention. He wants to do away with state income tax. He wants to do away with brake tags, inspection stickers. There's a lot of things he wants to do.
Well, he has to get the legislation to do that. It's not, you know, a lot of people think that the governor has that control. It's not. That we have to pass laws to overturn that. And Billy knows that. But, you know, it's you know, just like everybody says, Trump will do this, Trump will do that. Trump can't do nothing without Congress. You know, I mean, that is the key thing. We need Congress to take that and take care of everything. Without Congress in both houses of Congress, Trump can't do anything, and we've seen that. We've seen that in his presidency, because not only he had the Democrats fighting him, he had the Republicans fighting him. Trump could have got so much more done as president, but because he had even his own party fighting him, because they knew that the game was over with them. So I do want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas. I got to get, but I wanted to call in and just kind of say that. And, you know, it's giving. You can't give the Democrats everything they want, but sometimes we have to give a little to get what we want. And it's not a one-sided street. And you know, we do it on both sides of the aisle. The Democrats do it more.
Okay.
But we have a lot of our hardcore Republicans that do it.
Okay, Clay, Merry Christmas. I got to go to a break. Thank you for your contributions. And next segment, we got Steve Blaze from Lily Nax.
Hey, listen, John, Let me respond to Clay in the next segment.
Okay. We got a break.
The Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Nolens area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, a.k.a. Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734. Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Paz, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs. Baron Supermarket, located at 1951 West Main Street in Lutcher, for the very best smoked sausage in the world. Baron Supermarket smokes their own sausage in their own state-of-the-art smokehouse in the rear of the store. Baron Supermarket also offers the best cuts in meat, like USDA Top Choice ribeye steaks, cut to your liking and thickness. Baron Supermarket also has the best fresh sausage, along with the finest in pork chops, too. That's Veyron Supermarket, the ribeye and smoked sausage people. Call 225-869-3731. Veyron Supermarket, River Parish flavor since 1912. Baron Supermarket. Welcome back to the Hillland Patriotic Jim Elias Show. This is John Swisher, the Flaming Conservative. And on the phone, Phil, you there, right?
Yes, I am. Yes,
okay. I got to introduce my guest. On the phone, we have Louisiana Music Hall of Fame award-winning guitar player for the rock band Lily Nax, the Honorable Steve Blaze. Good evening, Steve.
Hey, John. How you doing, buddy?
Great. I like that message you put on Facebook about Christmas. If you don't mind, can you share with my listeners?
Well, I have a good
tight relationship with all of our fans, and I go on a lot. I get a lot of messages and mail sent to me. People going through rough times, you know, especially around this time. A lot of people are having tough times because a year ago, they're, you know, people in their family or friends, they're not here this Christmas.
My mother died the day after Christmas.
Oh, man. So you know exactly.
And my baby sister, 10 years this Christmas Eve, she died.
So oh, man.
I know how it is.
You know how it is. And so, you know, and I just, you know, I'm sympathetic because I think every single day, at every day that we live, it could be the last you're either here or somebody close to you is. So my message was to slow down, take a deep breath, look around, and appreciate every little thing. You know, one of the things that I kind of noticed, and I even do it to myself, I'm like, you know what? Can I even name what I have hanging on my wall in my living room? And I'm like, no, I can't really do it. Sometimes we have things around that are with us all the time, and we don't stop to take notice of them and to realize that. You know, it's like, and especially with people, we take for granted the people in our lives, and then all of a sudden they're gone. It's like, wow, I really, you know, that person was a good person. That was we really missed them or whatever. We need to start noticing that, and you know, caring about people while they're still here and while we're still here. So my message was to slow down, look around, and take a deep breath and breathe. And look at the people in your life that are here, that care about you and that you care about, and make sure you let them know that. Even if it's just a simple phone call, a text, whatever it is, just to let them know you're thinking about them. It goes a long way. And at this time, you know, the message for the reason for this season is the birth of Jesus, you know, the birth of Christ. And whether you believe, whatever your religious beliefs are, you know, Christmas is about the birth of Christ. And even if you don't believe, at least it's a good thing. This is a positive time of year. This is where Christians celebrate the birth of the Savior, you know. And it's a time, even if you do not believe, it's a good time to just use it to be kind to other people, you know. I mean, when you the little things that we should do every day in our lives, regardless of whether it's a holiday or not. At least this is a time where you could maybe just suck it up and be nice for a few days, you know, even if you don't want to be. Just around this time of the year, it's such a good feeling, but it's also very melancholy for a lot of people, very sentimental. You know, I mean, you can be very, very happy and still be incredibly sentimental. That's how I am. I mean, who doesn't think about, like, what it was like when you were a kid, Christmas time when you're a kid? And all that does is bring back memories of, you know, great times in our lives. But we have to create those now, too, as well. So, I think about when I was a kid at Christmas a lot. But now I'm thinking about, you know what, my son, these are his great memories. So I want to make them good for him. So it's just that we have to sit back and be appreciative of what we have, realize what Christmas is all about, and try to keep that mentality as we go on starting a new year. So that's basically what I was just trying to let people know, that we all go through these things, but at the end of the day,
storms of life.
Down, yep, take a breath, look around, and appreciate the good stuff.
I totally agree. I tell you what, I'm still fighting. I'm in a lawsuit against my homeowner's insurance company because they won't pay my claim on my house. But I'm thankful I got two sisters that's let me live under their roof, and I know it's rough. I mean, but it's gonna come, Steve. I gotta remind myself, it's in God's hands.
Gotta leave it in God's hands. Gotta have faith. Doesn't mean things are gonna be the way you want as quickly as you want them, and in the exact way you want them. But at the end of the day, if you have faith and you keep that faith and you pray, God is always looking out for us.
That's right.
And that's my belief, man.
And hey, you with faith, you found Julie as what God found your great wife, right?
Absolutely. I had to, you know, kiss a lot of frogs to find the princess. You know, so I mean, you go through things. Sometimes, you know, it's funny because you go through breakups and you think that life is over and you're never going to get over this person. The next thing you know, you meet the right one and you're like, thank God I went through that, you know? So we don't always realize what God's got in store for us.
I don't even do dating apps. I asked Scott, send me the right one.
Yeah,
I'm letting
you
him
know, you got to keep your eyes open. Don't let it be right in front of you and then you pass it up.
That's right. You got that right.
It'll happen for you, man.
Oh, I know it will. I'm being patient. I got my eyes on God.
That's it.
And I want to tell my listeners, if when you spend their Visa gift cards on Lily Nax's new CD, From the Womb to the Tomb.
There you go. Yep, we have a brand new record came out a couple of months ago called From Womb to Tomb. And we're very, very proud of it. I think it's our finest work.
It is.
Out of our 15 albums. And the band's very excited about the new year. We have a new agent, new management, and we're going to be hitting it strong this year. So I want to thank all the people that have been supporting us around the world for a long time now. And it's much appreciated. And that's what drives us. So we look forward to hitting out on the road again in February.
How your surgery came out?
I had carpal tunnel surgery about 2 months ago, and I was starting to get bad numbness in my left hand and the fingers. Started about 10 years ago, been battling it on and on for a while. Finally had the surgery, and we had one of my side projects, Sledgehammer, had a show.
I was
2 weeks
there last
ago.
Week. Yes,
first
that was
time
great.
I played in 2 months. You were there, yep. And I had no numbness, so it looks like the surgery was successful.
I just picked. I'm sorry, Steve.
No, it feels good though. I think it was. It feels great.
I just picked my guitar back up after quite a few years of putting it down because I cheated death twice. I tell you what, it's like starting over again. But I'm working at it. I'm right now. I'm just playing scales.
There you go. Just keep playing, man, and play every day. Yep. Even if it's 5 minutes a day, man, just let that guitar become a part of you.
And I'm writing songs. I was telling you about a couple songs I'm writing. So my dream is to have you, Randy, J.B. Elston, put all the Led Zeppelin, Queen, and Lynyrd Skynyrd, Allman Brothers influences all in one song.
There you go. You know, I'll do whatever I can do to help you, brother.
Merry Christmas, Steve. I got end the shows here, unfortunately, but thank you for being my friend. You're a great gift from God, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you, John. Merry Christmas to you and to all the staff and to everybody out there.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Merry Christmas.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Great.
God bless America. Merry Christmas, everybody. Never give up. Never surrender. Amen.
Amen. Good night. See you next week.
America's schools are closing, which can be especially tough on students who struggle with poverty, hunger, and trauma.